Jack Frost Goes Smoky. Also known as the Winter Piña Colada, the Jack Frost cocktail is perfect for introducing a little smoke flavor too. If you like sweet, smooth cocktails, then the Jack Frost is for you. I'll give you the recipe and the easy technique for smoking the entire drink that you'll enjoy sipping all winter long. Pick your favorite festive cocktail glass, and let's take Jack Frost to the smoky side. A sweet rimmed glass. Before we can make the actual cocktail, the serving glass must be prepared. Collect your favorite glasses, some finely shredded coconut, and light corn syrup. With a paper towel, apply a thin coating of corn syrup to the rim of each glass. Place a small amount of shredded coconut on a plate and dip the coated glass into the coconut. Be sure to lift and press the glass into the coconut a couple of times to ensure an even coating of the rim. Set aside until the cocktail is ready to be poured. Processing the cocktail. I prefer to make a slightly frozen style cocktail, so I start by adding ice to the food processor, followed by 1 cup of pineapple juice, 1/2 cup of vodka, 1/2 cup of blue curacao, and 1/2 cup of cream of coconut. Pulse this mixture until smooth or the ice is reduced to the consistency you prefer. Tasting notes. Although I've elected to use plain vodka in my Jack Frost, you'll find peppermint vodka another great alternative that gives a particularly festive flavor to the drink. Jack gets smoked. By using a handheld food smoker, introducing controlled smoke to a cocktail couldn't be easier. I'm using the Smoking Gun by Breville to do just that. Since I've produced a full batch of the Jack Frost cocktail, I place the cocktail pitcher into a plastic bag, insert the hose of the smoker, and add a pinch of Piccolo wood chips to the device. The unit is turned on and the chips lit, which begins the cold smoke production. Once the bag and pitcher are full of smoke, the device is turned off, the hose removed, and the bag cinched to allow for full smoke infusion. I like to shake the liquid a bit in the pitcher to be sure the smoke vapor clings to the drink molecules. You can decide how long to leave the smoke in the bag or wait until it is completely dissipated before removing the pitcher. Now pour the smoke cocktail into your rimmed glasses and let the party begin. Do you have a favorite smoked cocktail? Leave us a comment to let us know and subscribe to our channel to get all the tips, techniques, and recipes we bring your way. Always eager to share our expertise on all things wood-fired. That's Smokin'Licious.